So we got okay. So we're going further in in this. So again, the case is a simple case. You pick a thing up, pick an object up in Rosh Hashanah or Yachid. You walk through the Karmelis and you put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. So on the surface, forgetting about Ben Azai, right? Forget Ben Azai. So basically, on the surface, you would have thought you're chayav. You have an akira and shesiyachid and akor shesurav. Why not? Okay. Turns out the gemara is, and that's really what the chacham hold. It is what the rabbanim hold. They say akira and shesiyachid and akor shesurav. Who cares that he went through a karmelis? But the gemara is not happy with this at all. Okay, and it apparently holds that you have to defend the position that you could be chayav in such a case, and it's looking for a defense. Or some source that you chayv in such an instance from the Mishkan or something like that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Hecha ashkachna ka'agavna d'chayv. Okay, I'm picking up the second and last line on him base. Where do you see that you chayv for such a thing? So Rashi, the mifsika reshusa achriti mechayv. Where do you see that you could be chayv for doing hotzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim where there's another reshus in between? Dilma lo chive rachmana elabim motzim rishas yachad rishas rabim be'adja. Maybe you're only chayiv if you go directly from rishas yachad rishas rabim. How do you know that this alien rishas is not going to be a mafsik? Okay? So that's the Gemara wants to know. How do you know it? Apparently the Gemara would hold that if you could show me, then it would go along with it. It's like, where do you find such a thing? It's not asking, like, it's illogical. It's a funny kind of a question. I'm not saying it's illogical, just saying, where do you know that this, show me such a thing. If you can't show me an instance of this thing, then I'm not gonna believe it. I'm not gonna hold by it. So the question is, why do you have to show it? What's the big deal? What's the difference? You're doing a kirush yachid and a kirush rabim. So what's lacking? What do you need anything more than that? Apparently you're old without a proof that you would never say this. You wouldn't say this. So why not? What would you say? So, what's he mean? Directly, explicitly. What's that idea? Where's he getting that from? Changing the... I mean, on the surface, I think it's the Havmin is difficult, because the way we've been learning Otsah is that you're changing the location of the object. So you have an object which has a kvias, you break its kvias, you transfer it and give it an opposite kvias and the opposite rishas. Now, what's the difference what I did in the interim? The interim is the interim. That's not really... That's part of the transferring it. Yeah, in order to get it to Shusha Rabim, I have to let it go through the Karmelis. That's just the way it practically it is. But there's an Akira Shiyachar, another Shusha Rabim. Who cares? What's the Hedja? I mean, it sounds nice. It would be nice if it's the Hedja, but sometimes not the Hedja. How does that become significant? That is a Kiyon Anacha of significance, and the transferring seems to say that. But who cares if there's an interim Rishas? You guys develop that other side a little better. But let's a few steps here. So I think the first step, I think, is what Johnny's saying. The first step is that no tzah, you can't just say the cheftza was in Rishos Yachad and now the cheftza is in Rishos Rabim. It doesn't just work that way. Because there's a maisa hotzah. So in Malacha, you have the productivity in the cheftza. The cheftza was Rishos Yachad and now it's Rishos Rabim. But the maisa, the Malacha, is the maisa of creating that product, of changing that rishas. And the maisa involves an akira, uprooting it from the first rishas, a transfer to the next rishas, and a hanacha in the next rishas. That's the maisa hotzah. There is a maisa hotzah. Okay? Fine. And you need a maisa hotzah. There's no, you can't just say, well, look at the chafetza, forget about anything else. That's not true. There's a halachic institution of a maisa malacha. Fine. So what's the Maisa Malacha? So now I think Chaim's step comes in. He said, what is the Maisa Malacha? The Maisa Malacha is transferring the object from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Right? That's the transfer. There's three steps. Akira from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, transfer from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Hanacha from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's the Maisa. Right? That's the Tzuras HaMaisa of Hotzah. Now the Tzuras HaMaisa of Hotzah is transfer Mirsil Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now that means Behedja. That means, for instance, if I go from, there's a border here, if I take an object and I move it across the border, that's called transferring, that's an action of transferring the thing from Shiachad Shusrab. So I have the Maisa of Otsah, which involves a Kir Shiachad, transfer Shiachad Shusrabim, and Achim Shusrab. If, on the other hand, you throw a Karmelis into the mix, so then I have a Kir Shiachad, transfer Shiachad to Karmelis, transfer from Karmelis to Rosh Hashirabim, Anach Rosh Hashirabim. But where's the Maisa Hotzah? Where's the Maisa Hotzah? Again, Hotzah isn't just Hotzah, Hotzah is Rosh Hashirabim, Rosh Hashirabim. Where's the Maisa Hotzah, Rosh Hashirabim, Rosh Hashirabim? There has to be a Maisa Hotzah, Rosh Hashirabim. The Chafza, true. The Chafza is Din Makom. If you just look at the Chafza, its first Kfiyas Makom was Rosh Hashirabim, its last Kfiyas, its only other Kfiyas Makom was Rosh Hashirabim. But where's the Maisa Hotzah? The Maisa Hotzah has to have a transfer, Mir Shehel Shazarabim. And that's Bahedja. Where do you see, that's what they have in the Mishkan, where do you see anything more than that? And in a certain sense, at this point, how could it even be possible to have to say the other way? But you see, the Gemara is not quite saying that either. The Gemara is saying, where do you see it? So apparently, the Gemara holds there is a concept, a way to extend this idea, so that you could include that case as well, but you have to show me that the Torah did such a thing. Where do you see the Torah did such a thing? But on the surface, what they did in the Mishkan, and the standard idea, the standard Maisa Hotzah, is again, a Kiyur Shiachid, a Maisa of transferring Rosh Yachal Shazarabim, means crossing the border of Rosh Yachal Shazarabim, and then Shudanachal Shazarabim. And you don't have that here. So our question now is, so what is the logic to say that you would be Chayiv in this case? What's the, and there must be good logic. The Gemara doesn't hold it's illogical. The Gemara just holds it's a chiddush, and you have to show me that this chiddush is actually true. So you have to somehow extend the idea of the hotzah or the transfer, so that that would also be included. So that would also be included. So that's what we have to do now. Like this. Here's an example. Let's take an example. Like, let's say, for instance, I go from Florida to New York. Okay, or if I go from New York to New Jersey, okay, New York and New Jersey border each other, okay. Really? So what's the difference? Are those the same thing? Like I'm going, there's an action of going from New York to New Jersey, and an action of going from New York to Florida. Do I mean it in this? Are those the same exact thing? I mean, both of them might say I'm doing the action of going from New York to New Jersey. Get in my car, and I'm going from New York to New Jersey. I'm going from New York to New York to Florida. They don't put border each other, New York and Florida. In New York to New Jersey, see, when you go from New York to New Jersey, there's an action of going from New York to New Jersey. Namely, when you cross the border. That is actually, like that's, like mechanically, so to speak, an action of going from New York to New Jersey. That step across the border is an action of going from New York to New Jersey. Okay? You cannot do an action of going from New York to Florida. Okay? It's not possible. Okay? In a technical sense, so to speak. They're too far away. You just can't do it. You can't do an action of going from New York to Florida. But you would say, I'm going from New York to Florida. So in what sense, then, would you say that I'm doing an action of going from New York to Florida? Okay, in terms of result. In other words, it means that your starting point is New York, your vacation point is Florida, you're doing a process, a long process, true, which brings about the result of relocating me from New York to Florida. Right? Whereas there's the process is defined, or the action is being defined, not like by the physical form of the action, but by the objective, so to speak, of the action. By it's a process which brings about a result of me, my location being from New York to my location being in Florida. So there's no like physical action, Surah Samaisa, of going from New York to Florida. But there's like a process. Okay, a process of relocating my position from New York to Florida. Okay? Ah, so maybe that's the same thing here. That's always a good example. Okay, so the same thing here is that there's a maisa of, you could define the maisa of transfer from Rishiyahu to Shosarabim as the physical action of transferring the object from Rishiyahu to Shosarabim. In a mechanical action, in that sense, when you have a karmelis in between, you simply can't do that action. Okay, the action of Hotsah, and that's the most basic definition of the action of Hotsah. That's the most basic definition. It's the mechanical action. The other one is getting abstract, and stuff, you know, you could do it, but it's not the most basic definition of the action of Hotsah. Is transferring the object from here to there, across the border, crossing the border. Okay, but where do you see that there's something more? Now, you could say that the Torah includes an Hotzah. It doesn't have to be a mechanical action. But the Maisa Hotzah is simply that process which changes the Cheftza's Makom from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Rabim. And if that's your definition of the Maisa Hotzah, a more expansive definition, then the physical process which gets it from there to there is not relevant. It doesn't matter if there's intervening mechanical steps there or a different rishos, but there's a process. Once you oker the chafza, that begins a process. The process begins, and until the thing is kavua, the process doesn't end. So the akira and the hanacha, so to speak, delineate the process of relocating an object. There's a process of relocating an object. And if you did a transfer, the mice of transfer is the process of relocating the object from Siyah to Shosarabim. So the definition of transfer is not defined by the mechanical tzuras ha-maisa, but it's defined vis-a-vis the result in the chafza, the effect in the chafza. It's the process of giving the chafza new demakom. Now that's a more abstract definition of hotzah. Now malacha, maybe I'll say, in a certain sense, there's a more basic tzuras ha-maisa hotzah, or there's a more abstract kind of a tzuras ha-maisa hotzah. Okay, a more expansive idea of Hotzah, which includes, it will include more cases. Now, how do you know that when the Torah set up of Hotzah, which we learn from the Mishkan, and we don't just extend things in the Mishkan and Hotzah, how do you know that the Hotzah is set up in this more expansive form? Maybe as Rashi's saying, Doma lochi ve'rachmana el b'motzir shesiyach l'shazorah ma'adja. Maybe the Maisa Hotzah is a mechanical action of Motzi Mer Shazel Shazorabim. So you need to prove that to me. You need to prove that to me from what we know about Hotzah. Until you can prove that to me, I'm not going to accept that Karmelis isn't going to be a Mafsik. Because now it's a different action. It's a different action. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not just like physically there's a space between. It's a different action. It's a different concept of the Maisa Hotzah. That's what I'm saying. It's not just potatoes or beans. It's a whole different. It's a different action. It's a different action. When you say transfer yourself to the Rabbim is different in the two formulations, and you have to show me that the Torah chose the more expansive definition. Okay, so maybe we'll start a problem. So let's go first. So that's the Gemara's question. Where do you see it? So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosafra, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Midi Davi Amavir Chayfes Bereshus Rabbim." So if you carry an object in Rosh Hashanah, more than 4 amos, okay, let's say 10 amos, okay, right. Hasam lav afigav the kama the nakid levazel potter kimanach lechayev hachanami loshna. So Rashi explains. Yosur midal midam yorachet shusam yosur midal amos vechol kama de lo manach lepotter. So if you, once you get across the border of 4, you potentially could put it down right now. Oh, I'm sorry, once you get, no border, once you get across 4 amos, past 4 amos, you could potentially put it down right now. Okay, and you'd be chayev. So now all this walking in the interim is like p'tor. There's no chayev at that point. V'chi'an chayev, and when you put it down, you're chayev. And amos away. V'afagav de'ifse kilucha beini beini. Even though there is walking in the interim. Even though there's walking in the interim. So why don't you say that walking is like apsik? Apparently the same thing as this. The walking isn't apsik, then the karmelis isn't going to be apsik. Okay, well, we have to understand that exactly. By the way, if you look at Tosos, the little Tosos, if you might be wondering, he says, Havel the mikan amotzi. The Ari Vela El, the Kol Kama de Lomanach Le Miftah. Okay, so you could have equally have chosen a case, and this is Chaim, what your case was. If you would have go from Rosh Hashanah, cross the border to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and then you keep walking further. Okay, you could have equally chosen that case. You could have equally chosen that case. And the question you see is that walking is like Hatzik, or it isn't. Okay, but he says, El Mishin the Basalachi, Nakanavi, or Nakanami. Okay, Nami Hashta. It doesn't really matter. Okay, it's all the same thing. It's actually interesting. It seems to be only Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That's something to note. It's interesting. Let me make a motzi. Right. He says all Indian Havar Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It doesn't really matter. Maybe it means that it just wants to stay consistent into the case. The next case you'll see is where you go less than 4 amos, the first 4 amos of Rosh Hashanah. So it just wants to stay uniform. But really it could have done the other way also. Normal, it could have done normal case. Shaziyachad Rosh Hashanah. What?
Walking
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it would. But I guess that would be a question. You have to think about it. I mean, let's leave it open. But let's just say I wouldn't see him unless he's going to be Mechalik. So the question is, so he's trying to say, so that's a Raya, which we have to understand exactly why it's a Raya, because it's not exactly the same thing. It's kind of similar, but not exactly the same, right? Here there's an alien Rishos. There, then the Hiloch, you're just like walking. So we have to understand what's the analogy. Okay, maybe it's not too hard, I'm not sure, but you have to work it through. So then the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Because, midami, are they comparable? There, as long as you put it down in that Dalar Amos, after the Dalar Amos, at any moment you could put it down and you'd be chayef. Hacha, yimanach le bestev, makum b'toru. But here, if you put in the Kamalas, it's Makom B'Torah. It means you wouldn't be Chayiv. So therefore, they're not the same. Okay, because even though you don't put it down, but if you did put it down at any point, you'd be Chayiv. And the question is, so what? If you did, but you didn't. Right? I mean, what's that? What's the logic there? I mean, look, if you did, you got the facts here? Okay, so let's look at this another Tosfos. Let's look at this Tosfos. Hasam. Hasam kalecha de manach le'makum chiyavu. Okay, he says umotzi umoshe umavir dalet amos pershus rabim derech l'mayla miyud the chayev. So the halacha is if you pick something up and it's just a rabim and you carry it above 10, and then you bring it down and put it down below 10. So above 10 isn't really pershus rabim anymore. Okay, above 10 is makum tor. So again, you pick something up pershus rabim. Pick it up above your head, and then transfer 4 amos, and then put it down. Okay? So he says, you're chayav for that. Okay? Even though, I've got the other manach le'il ma'alam yud pater, even though you can't say this argument anymore, why don't you say that's like the Carmelis? Because that's like a makom b'tor. So if you put it down in the makom b'tor, you're not going to be chayav, so that's really is like you're going through a different rishos. That is like you're going through a different rishos. Right, it's like the same thing. That's a makom b'tor. So he says, yeah, mikol makom tachtav the makom shemahalech makom chiyav. But still, under it, where you're walking, is a makom chiyav. Havel stiv hakarka nami makom b'tor. But by the stiv, even the ground is a makom b'tor. So the thing over your head, it's true, it's in a makom b'tor, but the ground under it is a makom chiyav. So therefore, still. It's considered like it's Makom Chiyuv. I mean, those sounds like it's probably a fast one, all that, right? And it's the ground, you're not carrying it on the ground. The ground's a whole different Rishos, the ground under it. That's Makom Torah, that's Rishos Rabim. So, I mean, I'd like to understand that Tosis also. But it's steps. I mean, you've got to get the Gemara before you get the Tosis. Okay, but that's the question. What's, but I mean, whatever Sfar you're going to say for the Gemara, you have to consider Tosis also, you know? So I guess we'll try to do that stuff for tomorrow. If you finish that, then you go further. But I think that should be good for tomorrow. Oh, no, not tomorrow. I'm sorry. For Thursday. It's figurative tomorrow. Thursday. Unless, I don't know, even Thursday. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see.
What's tomorrow?
Thursday? I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. Next time.